Good morning. This is Akash Mani, the news read by Sai Ramuchtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states, resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. He welcomed the continued collaboration under the Technology Security Initiative and noted its potential to shape trusted and secure innovation ecosystems. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors, including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Madurai in Tamil Nadu last night. He will chair a meeting of the Tamil Nadu BJP's State Core Committee in Madurai today and will also interact with state, district and mandal level office bearers of the party. Mr. Shah will also visit the historic Meenakshi Amman Temple where he will have darshan. The visit to the iconic temple is seen as both a spiritual gesture and a symbolic outreach to Tamil cultural sentiments. Mr. Shah would address party leaders and office bearers on election preparedness and also hold meetings with various stakeholders. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad concluded its visit to Germany yesterday. During the visit, India's firm and principled position against terrorism found resonance across top political leadership, decision-makers and think tanks, reinforcing the depth of India-Germany strategic partnership. The delegation met with senior representatives from the German government, parliament and think tanks in Berlin to convey India's principled position of zero tolerance against terrorism. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has ordered an increase in compensation for those who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. Union Minister for Large and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister of State Shobha Karandlaje and Karnataka BJP leadership have demanded a compensation of 50 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three others are set to embark on Axiom Space's fourth human space flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Tuesday. They are likely to dock at the International Space Station, ISS, on Wednesday at about 10 p.m. IST after a nearly 28-hour journey. Northern Railways has begun commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. The Vande Bharat Express train, which was flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Katra on June 6, connects Kashmir with the rest of the country through rail. Passengers who boarded the trains from Katra to Baramulla or vice versa expressed immense enthusiasm, with many stating they had eagerly awaited the opportunity to travel to Kashmir by train. And in women's singles at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face one of his toughest challenges yet as he takes on world number one Yannick Sinner for the crown today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.